1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is making assurances after revealing the entire east wing of the White House will be demolished to build a new ballroom.
It's being paid for 100% by me and some friends of mine, donors to it. The government's paying absolutely nothing.
New U.S. strikes on alleged drug boats widen an operation that began in the Caribbean. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
It's the first known military operation in the Pacific. The boat taken out off the coast of Colombia, which produces 90% of the cocaine that eventually is sold in the United States.
History just made at the Vatican. King Charles has just prayed with the Pope in the Sistine Chapel. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports from Vatican City.
It's almost 500 years since a British monarch will pray publicly alongside a Catholic Pope.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapid City Council approved a project to increase safety at rail crossings at the Common Council meeting on Tuesday. The project was awarded to the Milwaukee-based company LinkThings. They'll install a predictive mobility system at 14 railroad crossings throughout the city. A team from LinkThings conducted a study with 1,000 respondents in Wisconsin Rapids while creating their proposal.
What was shocking to us is 95% of the public said that they did something really unsafe when they were approaching a crossing that was about to be occupied or occupied.
The technology is intended to increase safety for the public and also help inform emergency responders when a crossing is or will soon be blocked. While Police Chief Hostins doesn't feel the added tech in their already hectic police vehicles will be helpful, Fire Chief Ben Goodrow said he saw the value for the fire department.
A heads-up display could easily tell us where a crossing is jeopardized or, based on some of the technology that they have, kind of where that train is headed.
City engineer Joe Eichsted said the installation isn't a lengthy process.
Once it's installed, it'll be up and running, and then, of course, there'll be some public information provided, you know, on how to access the app and use the app, and what do the signs mean, and how does this all work.
Signs will be posted leading up to the 14 crossings that will help drivers even if they don't have the app on their phone.
A driver doesn't have to approach the crossing to realize that it's occupied or about to be occupied.
The city's engineering department applied for and received funding through the DOT's Carbon Reduction Program. This grant is an 80-20 cost share of $548,000. The city will be responsible for a little over $109,000 of the cost. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asks, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
Now, we texted a couple weeks ago.
We
shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WFHR and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The Daggers.
Got it! Got it! And a foul!
ball. John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Again, and that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
You're on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW-Madison Professor of Military History, John Hall. We dig into what is going on in the current moment and its historical echoes of our past.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, October 23rd, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us by podcast, YouTube, Facebook, however you got here. We appreciate that you're getting your day started right here. I got a question for you, and it's our question of the week from our Sunday morning newsletter. What's your stance on online sports betting in Wisconsin, especially when you consider that things like, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel and others, technically, they're not legal in Wisconsin. You could, you know, face misdemeanor gambling charges. It doesn't happen. It's kind of like the machines and all the bars and things around here. It's just not worth the effort. But what about having a fully legalized version of sports betting rooted in Wisconsin, where through the tribal casinos that want to participate, you could then online make sports bets, you know, that way from your couch? I mean, it's an exploding industry. There's just no doubt about it. But is that necessarily a good thing? Is it no big deal? But, you know, some people are going to become addicted, and that's just part of what happens. Or is the risk too great and betting should not be expanded? What are your thoughts on that? We ask that in our weekly newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You can sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. Be among the first to see, among the first to answer. And then we tally up all the responses and share them, you know, the following weekend with a new question of the week. But it being Thursday, and I'm getting set to, you know, tally up some of this week's responses for the newsletter, I'd love it if you jumped in the comment sections of YouTube or Facebook, or if you use the Civic Media app, and text us your thoughts on online sports betting in Wisconsin. Again, for that newsletter, sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com. Coming up in just a bit, we are going to talk about the wrecking crew. I was going to say at the White House. There's actually two wrecking crews at the White House. We've known about the one on the inside, tearing down government institutions, democracy, checks and balances, rule of law, all those things. Now there's literally one on the outside. Yesterday, we were talking about how Trump was breaking his promise not to touch the White House by actually tearing down the facade of the East Wing. And then after the show came the update. No, they're tearing down the entire East Wing of the White House to make room for Trump's big expensive new toy that he claims is going to be funded with private dollars. But, you know, after that's over, there's still going to be the upkeep and everything else that goes along with it. And Congress, meaning you, got no oversight over that whatsoever. That's one of several headlines we'll be following out of Washington today. We'll, on the much lighter side, hear from Sharita Booker, our social media manager, and we will talk about some of this week's events that are coming up. Let's see, right now it's 34 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley right now. It is a chilly one as we head down to Madison Studio A2, where Parker Olson is standing by producing all of the fun and games down here. And Parker Olson, as I heard during the newscast, ace reporter Parker Olson. I also learned yesterday there are some new producers being trained. He's engaged in the training. This man wears many hats, not just a lot of hair and glasses. He does it all.
My luscious locks cannot be contained by all the hats I wear, Mr. Crightwell.
Clearly not. So how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I would appreciate it if it got just a little warmer, just a little.
Well,
I don't love the crisp in the air when I leave at 5 a.m.
It is allegedly going to get a little warmer. That's what we hear. But, you know, for the moment, we've got temperatures in the upper 30s pretty much statewide. 28 in parts of western Wisconsin, Hudson, New Richmond, Amory, places like that. It's as warm as 43 in Milwaukee, but also in places like Waupaca reporting 43. Who else? Somebody else nearby there looks to be Shawano Appleton in at 43. But yeah, a whole lot of 30s and a very, very gradual warm up is what's coming up. Not the kind where we're not going to see 70 again. We might not even see 60 in parts of Wisconsin for a while here. That's no fun, but it's part of the calendar. You know,
60 is my prime spot. That's where I want to be. 55, yep. Okay, for fall. Fine.
All of that works fine, and especially when I compare it to the place where I used to live down in the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean there, where they're watching a storm system.
Yeah.
And I just remember how much we dreaded this time of year because it was basically it's like rainy season.
Sure.
Down there where it's cloudy and rainy a lot. But then any one of those systems could churn into something tropical. And that's the one thing we're not watching up here right now is, does this current system that's down there churning about, does it become a tropical storm? Does it become a hurricane? Does it just become a big old rainmaker? And are we going to get another 6 inches of rain, you know, as often happens in places like that? So I'm just putting in perspective that we all have our weather features. We don't have hurricanes. We also don't have earthquakes, you know, by and large. And some of the other things that other places do. So I can handle some 30s, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Earthquakes, I don't know about you, but earthquakes kind of scare the crap out of me.
Rightly so.
That has got to be, like, the worst natural disaster, like, threat, because it's always looming. Like, it's always possible. Yes. I don't think there's a season for that.
And if it starts, like, what do you do? Talk about feeling helpless. Like, the earth is literally moving. It's shaking. Walls are tumbling, you know? I'm thankful not to be there. I've been to California, I want to say 3 times, and it's been fine each time. I can't quibble with it, but the whole time you're there, you're nervous. You're thinking about that, you know? And so if somebody said, no, Pat, you have to live in California for this job or that job, I know a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, bro, go ahead. I just don't know if I could say yes to that.
Okay, I guess we're in different places with this. I would live in California.
Okay, so you just got done telling me the earthquakes freak you out, but you'd still live there anyway.
Yeah.
You would take the risk.
Well, you know, come on. Sometimes you just gotta.
you gotta take one for the team?
Yeah. You take one for the team and live in California.
I really want to get rid of winter and, have eternal sunshine. Well, look, if you're into that, then by all means, take that and the risk of the earthquakes that come along with it. It's like I said, you get the good and the bad with everything, no matter where you live. And that what we've got right now are temperatures in the 30s that we'll have to deal with for a little bit longer. And then at some point, the foreseeable future, it won't be long until the 30s sound warm to us. It's like, could we please get back to the 30s? So let's keep that in mind. All right, what else is coming up today? Well, the families of people with developmental disabilities are especially worried about their future now that Republicans have shut down key government services and are making health insurance less affordable. And keep in mind this fact, around 80% of women with some form of intellectual disability have been sexually assaulted to some degree. And so access to contraception and other affordable care is especially important. And in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to one mother about the real life impact of these political games being played by Republicans in the nation's capital. And in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about how political bluster doesn't lower anyone's grocery bill. You can talk tough, you can say all the things you want to say, but are you actually doing anything to tame inflation? Well, that's certainly reflected in the latest polling on how the president is handling the economy. And the latest polling numbers don't even take into account the newest round of anger sweeping Americans now that President Trump has said he wants to give Argentina a massive buyout. So massive, the bailout, I should say, is enough to pay for the health insurance discounts that he's taking away from Americans for a year or two. And now he's offering to import beef from Argentina, which has left a lot of rural voters and consumers wondering who the heck it is they voted for. We'll talk to Sean O'Malley about that in Your Money and the Markets. We'll also take note that the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, it's a follow-up to a story we talked about a couple months back when it was learned that the State Investment Board had invested somewhat heavily in cryptocurrency, which I'm not sure why any responsible investor would do that, but that's me. Other people have made that decision. And at the time, I recall saying something along the lines of, okay, they're in. Make these investments as smart as you can and then get out. Well, a story came out this week that said that's pretty much what the state's investment board did. They got in, they made a killing, and then they quickly got out. I mean, back to what we were just talking about with online sports betting. I mean, that's the model you want, is when you win something big, take the winnings, put them in your pocket and go away. You know, don't put it all back into the rat hole. And so we'll ask Sean about crypto and state investment boards and doing things like that. Talking about sports here for a moment, we've got to get to a brand new season. Parker, the Milwaukee Bucks are underway, and we can already talk about your first place Milwaukee Bucks having won their season opener by defeating the lowly Washington Wizards last night, 133-120. Thank you. Thank you very much. I guess there was a wonderful ovation for Chris Middleton. It was his first game back in Milwaukee since he was dealt at last season's trade deadline. He got a big ovation in the pregame introductions. And then during the first time out of the game, the Bucks played a video tribute to him, also to a very nice round of applause, which I have to say that there are times when I'm like, don't be so buddy-buddy. You know, you guys are supposed to be opponents. You're supposed to be trying to beat each other's brains in. But then there's a time when somebody makes a homecoming where, you know, it's okay to do that. And for Chris Middleton, especially, a very well-liked, respected teammate.
That's great. Yeah, and so impactful, too, for the Bucks. Oh, God, I don't even know how long. I don't follow the Bucks. That's why I don't know how long. But it seems like a while.
Yeah, well, it's like when Willie Adames came back this season with the San Francisco Giants, and he gets this big ovation,
yeah,
and then he launches a home run, and it was, to me, that was one of the funnier points of the season, was the mix of applause and boos. Like, all right, we're happy for you. Now we hate you. We you still love
one.
You.
You get one homer. You. That's
you get
it.
One, but then guess what? He got another.
Yeah.
Which is just so frustrating. But Roger's already on the bandwagon. Giannis for MVP. Yep, I'm with you, Roger. Puts that on Facebook. On YouTube, Tony writes, undefeated. Yep, we got that going for us as well. This is a weird one to say. Milwaukee's Gary Trent Jr. scored 17 points. Miles Turner had 11 points in his Bucks debut. We have to learn some new names, including names of people who were rivals previously. Really? So
Miles Turner has been like an all Wisconsin boy in the last like month or so. I don't follow the Bucks hardly at all, but to see somebody come onto a team and embrace the culture that is already around that team is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like it put a smile on my face how much he's been having a good time with Wisconsin sports.
Hey, come on, that's all we want. Well, along with your athletic ability and please win lots of games, but to also, you know, not be a mercenary, but be a neighbor, be a part of the community. And we appreciate that very much. So hopefully that'll make the Bucks season a little bit more enjoyable. The Bucks, by the way, their second game of the season will be in Toronto come Friday. All right, still ahead, we're going to be talking about the Wrecking Crew, and later we'll get to today's history lesson, more Weird Al Yankovic. He's got a lot in this week's history lessons. That's all coming up from the heart of America's up north. Live from Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. It is 6:22 on a Thursday morning. Time to look ahead to the weekend, and that's where we turn to Up North News social media manager Sherita Booker, who finds all of these things online because she's busy posting all these things online that we do. Look for Up North News WI on your favorite social media platform. Sherita, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
Good. I know we've got Halloween next week. We've talked about it a little bit, but we are still very much in fall festival season. But one community has figured out how to combine the two, a little spooky Halloween stuff, a little fall festival stuff. Let's get things started in Beaver Dam.
The 8th annual Fall Downtown Fest and the 4th annual Casket Races kick off this Saturday in Beaver Dam.
Sorry, I just want to make sure, in case anybody missed it, it's the Fall Downtown Fest and Casket Races.
Okay. Yes, Casket gotcha. Races.
All right. All right.
It's an all-day celebration packed with family fun, and you can start your morning with the vendor market at the Watermark from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., full of local crafts, gifts, and treats, plus food served up by the American Legion Auxiliary. Then bring the kids downtown for trick-or-treating from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Businesses will be handing out candy all afternoon. There will also be a pumpkin decorating, costume contest, games, food trucks, and even a chamber of mystery at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center. Casket racing, which starts at 1:30, is a fast-paced event where teams push decorated caskets on wheels down South Spring Street. It's a mix of competition and creativity, with the team showing off their designs and costumes as they race for a $1,000 prize. And then the Monster Bar Crawl is from 5 to 11 p.m., where adults can enjoy Halloween-themed cocktails and live music at local bars. So for the full schedule of events, visit beaverdamchamber.com.
This has to be the most well-rounded celebration. Trick-or-treating for the kids, a Monster Bar Crawl, and casket races somewhere in the middle.
That's the first I've heard.
Is amazing. All right, so that's Beaver Dam. And you heard the website. So let's move on. Let's go over to Milwaukee's downtown. And what have they got going on this weekend?
They have the annual Jack-O-Lantern Jubilee, which is downtown Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bear Community Commons. And it's completely free. And this event will feature complimentary pumpkins while they last, a decorating station hosted by artists working in education, face painting, balloon art, and a live DJ set by Kid Boogie Down. There will also be a special Goosebumps performance by First Stage and Halloween goodie bags and plenty of surprises along the way. The Halloween Village is back and bigger than ever with magical displays and photo ops. And make sure to grab a sweet treat for the kiddos at Andy Candy Apples, or Ben & Jerry's. So for more details, visit MilwaukeeDowntown.com.
MilwaukeeDowntown.com. Everybody welcome, except Josh Showman, Eric Tony, and any other politicians that like to bash Milwaukee. You clearly are too afraid to show up on a Saturday afternoon in downtown. So everybody else, come on down. And our last stop is going to be Oak Creek.
Yep, Oak Creek Fall Festival is back Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Drexel Town Square. You'll find nearly 100 vendors, live entertainment, hay rides, pumpkin decorating, and even a petting zoo. Kids can get their face painted, meet farm animals, or show off their costume in the Kids Costume Parade at 12:30. There will also be story time in the library, magic shows, caricatures, and an inflatable corn maze. It's also the last day of the Oak Creek Farmers Market, so you can grab some fresh produce, baked goods, and local favorites while you're there. Live music will run all day on the main stage, starting with EP Jazz Combo and the Jake Warren Duo to close things out. It's free to attend and a great way to enjoy the outdoors while the temps are still bearable here in Wisconsin. So for more details, visit oakcreekwi.gov.
Hold on. This might be the most suburban thing I've ever heard of. An inflatable corn maze.
Yeah, that's what it's like in the city.
That's hilarious. I love this. What a great collection of things that Sherita Booker puts together for us. And then we'll get set for Halloween next week. Sherita, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great start to the weekend.
Thank you, too, Pat.
By the way, that's not the only stuff you can do this weekend. There's Waupaca has the Halloween on Main Street this weekend. Whitefish Bay has their Great Pumpkin Festival. Eagle River has Hollow Fest. And the Medford Chamber Harvest Days are all going on this weekend. Head over to travelwisconsin.com to learn much more. All right. Well, in national news, of course, you by now have seen the pictures, even though the Trump administration doesn't want you to see the pictures, that it's no longer just the east facade of the White House that's being torn down. It's the flipping east wing. Just a massive demolition that nobody would be able to get away with otherwise without a series of, let me take you back to civics class here. Remember checks and balances? You know, I mean, do you think Chief Justice John Roberts could just go and tear down the marble columns outside of there? It's not how it's supposed to work, unless, of course, you're an authoritarian monarch and then you do whatever you can do and make people have to stop you. So he's getting away with it to this point, but it's not, shall we say, endearing him to people. You know, the polling numbers are not looking good, and this doesn't help. Here's the other thing that doesn't help. The president is doing a shakedown of you, the American taxpayer. Now, at first, it appears like he's engaged in a mob boss style shakedown of the Department of Justice. All right. Because, again, the convicted criminal was elected president and is now shaking down the Department of Justice because he gets to run it now and is demanding $250 million to cover all of the expenses and pain and suffering of him being prosecuted, you know, for the crimes that he committed. And it's not that he's shaking down bureaucrats in D.C. If he gets this money, he's getting it from you and me, the taxpayer. That's how this works. Is that really what people voted for? Was to say, sure, Mr. Trump, how much money would you like me to give you? And then, of course, there's the news that Trump once again says he was surprised that Vladimir Putin says one thing but does another when it comes to Ukraine. And so the president is announcing
a new round of sanctions. I don't know if they'll work as well as all the other ones did, but you can imagine my shock to find out that Trump was shocked that Vladimir Putin wasn't on the up and up with him about Ukraine. And this is the guy we got running things. Today's history lesson is coming up next. Remember, follow what we do at upnorthnewswi.com or search for NewsWI on social media. I'm Pat Kraitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WFHR in the app and the news comes to you.
The weather and market conditions, two elements that Wisconsin potato producers have no control over. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We're going to find out how they're managing cool overnight temperatures with the remaining crop of 2025. That story is next.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of agribusiness throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 12th and 13th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depths of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Ryan Walther is the farm manager for Olsom Produce, and he says they dealt with the heat Wisconsin experienced early in the growing season by harvesting at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, to avoid the heat of the day. Now that the temperatures have flipped and we're seeing overnight lows that are bringing some frost, they have to manage through that as well.
You know, there is some frost freeze risk here. I know it was, I think, right around 32, 33 this morning here, and looks like we have a few more nights of that. So this heat has pushed us now into where we're late enough that it's extremely uncomfortable that a freeze could come in and freeze the potatoes in the ground. So they will rot if they freeze, and they'll have blemishes. They're pretty much unmarketable. So, and again, if you do put some frozen ones in with good potatoes, you run a very heavy risk of having rot in your storage bins.
Ryan Walther, the farm manager for Olsom Produce, he said, well, they're concentrating right now on harvesting the remainder of their crop and protecting the potatoes already in storage. What they can't protect themselves from, prices. Prices have fallen under pressure from oversupply and some reduced demand. He said that's something they'll have to manage through the winter.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
And word is that today, USDA Farm Service Agency offices will reopen despite the government still being shut down. The Trump administration has announced they'll release about $3 billion in assistance to U.S. farmers despite that shutdown. Kind of a developing story we'll keep an eye on and let you know. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty. We are going to drop into the mid to upper 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What makes mystery writers tick? How do they conjure the twists and turns that leave us guessing until the last chapter? Find the answers. Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR AM 1320 FM 97.5, Sunday, October 26th at 9 p.m. As award-winning mystery authors Harry J. Griffith and Mindy Mejia sit down with host Rob Young before a live audience to discuss their books and their writing journeys.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Today's history lesson gets started with Dwight Yoakam.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long.
Dwight Yoakam, 69 years old today, kicking off today's history lesson, which has a little bit of a local bent to things today. First off, happy birthday to Channel 7 up in Wausau, WSAW-TV, which signed on this day in 1954. As WSAU-TV, and then would change its call letters to WSAW in 1981. It's been a CBS station pretty much for the whole run, although at times it also belonged to the Dumont Television Network. The Dumont Television Network, basically the Edsel of television networks. Neither one got past the 1950s.
Okay, good. I was going to say I am so unfamiliar with that. I feel like I should have seen that while I was looking for a job.
Nope, absolutely not. No reason to be familiar with Dumont at all. Also, on this day in 1921, the Green Bay Packers played their first ever game in the American Professional Football Association, the forerunner to the National Football League. And in that first game in 1921, they beat the Minneapolis Marines 7-6 at Hagemeister Park in Green Bay. From the very beginning, the team from Green Bay has been dominant over the team from Minnesota.
Oh, of course. That's
the Minneapolis Marines, because, you know, City of Lakes. That's the best I got. So, yeah. On this day in 1961, the number one song was by Dion. Run Around Ooh is the number one song this day, 64 years ago. On this day in 2001, Apple Computer released the iPod. Boy, that changed everything. It really did. I mean, and it caught on because Microsoft had, what was it called, the Zune, I think it was. And then there were all these other MP3 players. I had one that looked like a brick. I forget who made it now. And then the iPod came along and everybody was like, oh, that's way better. Let's use that. And that's where we've been ever since.
I don't remember if I had an iPod. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the iPhone didn't come along for another 5 years or so.
Okay. I remember having the iPod Touch.
Everybody had your iPod to go along with your Palm Pilot or your BlackBerry. Those were the big phones at the time.
Techie.
Until once again, Apple came along with the iPhone and people were like, oh, yeah, that's better. Because now my music is in my phone too, and now it's in my Apple Watch right here, and pretty soon it'll be the brain chip up here, and you know, just take my money. That's how it works. Also, in today's history lesson, the late Johnny Carson, the king of late night, was born this day 100 years ago. This would be Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. He passed away at 80 back in 2005. A serious note in today's history lesson from 1983, when U.S. peacekeepers in Lebanon were attacked. The Marine Corps barracks was hit by a truck bomb, killing 241 Marines and other personnel. All right, let's move up to 2018 right now. And you're going to hear a song on today's history lesson that is not the same as the song we talked about the other day. And that's all because on this day in 2018, the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek, premiered. Not Harry Belafonte, not the Banana Boat song, Parker.
I thought that this was the origin of this, not the Banana Boat.
Totally understand how you get that from the very beginning. But back to the movie. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, I think you'd really like that. And you don't have to be a big Queen fan to appreciate the movie. But anyway, Rami Malek did a great job. He did not do all the singing in it. The film used an amalgamation of his voice, some original recording from Freddie Mercury, the vocals of a Canadian singer, Mark Martel. And so it was an interesting bit of high tech so that it wasn't just all Freddie, not all Rami, but still a very nice film all the way around. That was on this day in 2018. There was something else going on that day in 2018. Megyn Kelly set the stage for her firing from NBC after making comments supporting blackface on her NBC morning show. It was the last straw after a string of awkward interviews, hostile interviews, lackluster ratings. She made a tearful apology a day or two later, but then was fired a day or two after that. And afterwards, and since that time, you know, same old Megyn Kelly, you know, the one who said it's a, quote, historical fact that Jesus Christ, a man born in the Middle East, was a white man. You do you, Megyn Kelly. Is this not, Weird Al Yankovic is next on the list. Is this not the third time we've mentioned Weird Al this week? Are we?
I think it's the third time. Yeah.
Yep. Well, there's a reason for it today. It's not has nothing to do with a record being released or novelty songs or anything like that. It's Weird Al's birthday.
Hey, like a surgeon, cutting for the very first time.
And Weird Al Yankovic is 66 years old today. He gave us, of course, I Love Rocky Road and the Hamilton Polka and just a ton of other songs. And yeah, 66 years old today.
I forgot about the Hamilton Polka.
Oh, isn't it good? I really liked it. Actor Ryan Reynolds is 49 years old today. And Chicago had the number one song on the day that Ryan Reynolds was born, this day in 1976. This song confused a lot of people. They're like, wait a minute, this is Chicago? The band with all the trumpets, the horns, the horn band, the brass band, that Chicago? What's this? Well, what this was written by Peter Cetera, sung by him as well, and it became Chicago's first number one hit. And it led to their first Grammy Awards as well. At which point, they were like, as we've talked about a lot, there's a lot of groups that start as rock and roll. Then they realize there's money to be made in schmaltz. And it was all love ballads and things after that point, because the answer to all your questions is money. 1976, the number one song. Let's see. Beyonce released Irreplaceable on this day in 2006. This song was originally a country record when it was first written. It was rearranged as a mid-tempo ballad with pop and R&B influences. Lyrics were juggled a bit to make it more of a girl power song. It was nominated for the Grammy's Record of the Year, and it became Beyoncé's fourth number one in the U.S., released this day 19 years ago. On this day 50 years ago, speaking of girl power, 1975... 90% of the women in Iceland stopped working to protest the gender pay gap and the unequal distribution of unpaid labor. They essentially shut down the country for the day. They made their point because not long after that, an equal rights law would be passed to address what had been a glaring gender pay gap in Iceland.
90%?
Yep. Yep.
That
said,
is
nope,
incredible.
We're not showing up for work. We're not babysitting your kid if they're doing daycare. Just everything that they were doing, they just stopped doing for a day. And you hear people talk all the time about, oh, there needs to be a general strike, a general strike. A general strike is not an easy thing to pull off, boys and girls. But the girls did that in Iceland this day 50 years ago. All right, it's not often that we do a double play, a double shot, a twin spin, but... you're about to get a double dose of Adele because on this day in 2012, the 23rd James Bond film was released, and Adele sang the title track to Skyfall. Possible that Skyfall was the last James Bond film that I've seen, and that was 13 years ago. I don't have the list in front of me, but Skyfall sure feels to me like that was the one with Dame Judi Dench in it, and she was wonderful in that film. And I don't really know if I've seen any of the Bond films since.
I don't think I have ever seen any Bond films.
Okay, we're gonna pause the show here for just a moment, folks, so that all of our audience can go, as they often go. Parker, how have you not seen any James Bond films? Any?
I don't.
Okay. All right, folks, you know what to do. You got to get in the comment sections right now, and you've got to give a recommendation, because you know what? They are not all good.
I was going to say, there's so many, they cannot all be good.
Some of them are absolute turkeys. I will be the first to admit it. Some of them got a little bit darker, just a little too much on the torture and stuff like that.
Sure.
But there are, yep, Tony right there in YouTube. What? How many question marks and exclamation points can he get in there? But there, now Skyfall was a pretty good one. And like I said, I've only seen, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 myself. But there are a couple of really good ones in there. So I'm hoping that some James Bond fans will help a Parker out, okay? And give your recommendations on what Parker should see one of these weekends when he finally catches up with, civilization. So that was Adele singing along to Skyfall in 2012. 3 years later, Adele released a new single. It was the first single with more than 1 million downloads in its first week. In 2015, so 10 years ago today, do you remember when she first said to everybody, stepping up to the microphone?
Hello, it's me.
Have you seen the Saturday Night Live skit about this one with the family around Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, I think so. It's
a very, very dysfunctional family, and they're arguing and everything, and then suddenly Adele's Hello comes on. And they all just get very tranquil, and they all get into the song, and they all love each other again. It's such an Adele thing.
Adele lives specifically in the early 2010s to me, and sure. In zero other timeline in all of history.
Oh, sure.
She only exists for the Beatles in the 60s.
Yeah. She's very well defined there. Alicia found the keyboard. I want to know, Parker, how is this possible?
Yeah.
Having not seen the James Bond film. Tony jumps back in and says, Daniel Craig is really good as Bond. I personally really liked Pierce Brosnan. Yeah, me too, Tony, and certain other people that I know. Big Pierce Brosnan fans. And I actually thought he would do a couple of more films. But Daniel Craig was really good from the get-go. As James Bond. But I grew up, of course, in the 70s. Roger Moore was James Bond. And then there are others who have played him as well throughout the years. There's always this rumor out there that Idris Elba is going to play him in some future movies. I don't know if anything's going to become of that. But there you go. Little catching up for Parker to do on James Bond. What do we got for the National Day calendar today?
It is Croc Day. The shoes.
Croc Day, like the shoes.
Crocs, yes. I'm a big fan of Crocs, although I do not have any anymore. I have not since I was a kid.
It turned out I had one pair accidentally. Oh. I really liked a pair of sandals, and one day I looked at them, and I'm like, oh, they're Croc sandals. All right, well, I guess I like Crocs now. What else?
You mentioned earlier iPod. It is iPod Day.
Okay.
It is also Slap Your Coworker Day.
Which is why we do this by distance. We found out that virtual shows work better on days like this. And one more?
It is also TV talk show host day. Not quite radio,
wrong.
But we're close.
Nope. We're just going with talk show host day.
All right.
Don't you be leaving out those radio people. You got that? Okay. Happy TV show host day for Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. Alicia recommends Casino Royale, and we will pause here. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning 4-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR. We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. Show's proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. A big thank you to them, and thank you for joining us as we have got our good friend Lance Pimblin, Wood County Board Chairman. Lance, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, James, and welcome, world. We're getting out there, huh?
Yes, yeah. Streaming is a wild thing, man. It's a wild thing. We also want to send a gigantic shout-out to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Be sure to go over to YouTube, type into your search bar their initials or their name, and subscribe to their page. Keep up to date on the great work they are doing over there. Our city has made that much better because of the work being done by our good friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Shout-out to them. Lance, how have you been?
I've been good. Other than today where the weather's not exactly cooperating, you know, I got up this morning and said, with the wind chill, it felt like 29. I'm going, Saturday, my kids were out water skiing, actually.
Oh, really?
Today I'm getting ready to, you know, brush off the snow skis and other winter sports activity.
With that, we you know, here in Wisconsin, the season changes every couple hours, it feels like. But we've got certainly a change happening here. And with that, we've got other, you know, meetings that weren't around last season. Now they're coming back around now. A budget that we have to talk about. Got a couple of things we want to get to. I wanted to start with, as you're mentioning these, the changes.
Segue was for, you know, where are we going with the parks? You
know? So go ahead, talk.
No, James is really good at this. You know, one of the questions that I get asked often, you know, it's what happened with our parks. Well, our campgrounds close October 31st, with a couple exceptions. Sarah Park closed already. a couple weeks ago as we were doing, you know, annual maintenance there, getting ready for winter. In Dexter, we stay open in that campground through hunting season. So anybody's out there, you know, at those wildlife refuges or hunting in that area, that those that campground stays open through the 1st of December. So that's always a great opportunity. What's coming up, though, obviously, is the winter sports season. And the lower parking lot now for Powers Bluff off of County N, that'll be open all winter. That accesses the lower one, the cross-country ski trails. The mountain bike trails will stay open as long as you deem you can use those. Even with snow, do whatever you want. And then the hill itself, the winter sports area, always dependent on snow. So those are the biggies. We get asked that a lot, and you can check that. You can call the number of the Parks Department, and there's a list of things you can press 1 for, 2 for, to find out what's open, or you can access it through the Parks website.
There, obviously, with all the different campgrounds, we have different rules, different things. Some are open longer than others, and something to keep in mind with those. And take in our parks, get some camping in, take advantage of these wonderful areas we have around here, and find out more at woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. You can find that and much more information over there.
Yeah, great attendance this year. I mean, we had really good season camping. The weather was cooperative. It isn't so cooperative here for the last week.
We used up all the good weather.
Maybe we'll get there.
But it's great to hear that certainly it's a huge part of our economy, how those do. And there, I don't know if you would say they're a bellwether, but they're a good sign of our economy in this area and how we're doing when we see these well used.
Yeah, you know, not just the use of the area is huge. And the economic impact is really hard to wrap your head around or arms around because, you know, obviously they buy gas, they use restaurants, some of them stay in hotels, they buy merchandise. It's a really big part of what we do. And then the other part is those people who see the area oftentimes, you know, migrate into this area eventually with housing or their business or future career plans. So those are all real plus. Adding Sarah Park this year was hugely advantageous to us. And as we continue the upgrades there, over the years, that park probably suffered from some neglect after Consolidated left and as the employees' recreation area. We're in the process of revamping everything out there. And tennis has been great this year.
When it comes to that kind of late addition of Sierra Park and everything, which is a welcome one, it's awesome to see. I've heard nothing but positives about it, both from the community and from people like talking with you and Mayor and our mayor and all that. But I'm curious, it was kind of something that I don't know how, were you guys able to really plan for this? Because it felt like it was something that kind of came out of nowhere almost.
Yeah, it did. That's real perceptive. It really was. It was kind of dropped in our lap. I mean, it was something we always said would be really nice to have something on the river. Like Sarah Park. And then when they came to us and said, there's no way to continually fund that because, you know, the Consolidated, you know, recreation area, Consolidated Employees Recreation Area, there is no more Consolidated Paper Company nor any of the iterations that followed. And there were some qualifications that needed to be met in regard to access. They came to us and this all transpired in about a month. And then we were pushing up against Memorial Day. And our Parks Department, that crew really did an unbelievable effort, to get that ready, get that open, meet everything we needed to do. And then attendance was really good. And this year, as we come into this next year, I assume that reservations are going to be exceptional, like I said, with the river access. But that was, real kudos to the Parks Department. Finance Department, everybody else that put this together on really short notice.
Honestly, when it was going on, I remember talking with the mayor about it and saying, we're really hopeful we can open it up before Memorial and all those. And then to see it happen was just incredible. Like, I want to second what you said there because I'm blown away just thinking about it, how they pulled that off. And to your point, we saw some good attendance this year. Now that not just our community knows a little bit more about it, you can plan a little more for it and understanding next year and going forward how much it might be used. And that's a positive.
When you think a lot of these camping reservations are made a year ahead of time, basically.
Yeah.
And that park did not exist as a county park at that point in time. And, as you move forward, obviously that got filled in to some extent on the backside. Some of those people were patrons of that park for many years.
Yeah.
They said, well, now it's a county park, we can go. But kind of a funny story. So I'm driving over there the other day down the highway. It wasn't just the other day, it's probably a month ago. And I go flying by the entrance, and I know where it is. And one of the comments that I had made in a conversation with the our parks managers, we need a little better signage as you're coming up on the entrance. Because I flew past and go, uh-oh. And I know where I'm going. I wasn't hauling a trailer or anything. So, yeah, we anticipate that's going to be a really highly utilized park going forward, which all of those campgrounds and those opportunities really get us to closer to revenue neutral in our parks.
When and you use a word there that I was just about to go to, a closer, and for me, I love these things that bring us as communities closer together. That brings Nakusa closer to Rapids. It brings Port closer to, you know, Stevens Point, whatever it might be. And I feel like the Sierra Park thing is one of those good kind of like in between places of a lot of our cities in this area that brings us more together.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Outrage is growing over President Trump's admission the entire East Wing of the White House will be destroyed to make room for a massive new ballroom. Brian Green served on the commission that approved plans for federal buildings.
This is part of our heritage. This is part of our story as Americans. And we deserve to have that conversation about its fate and what happens to it.
Trump administration's attacks on alleged South American drug boats spreading out. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
These are the first two strikes announced in the Pacific, totaling 9 known strikes in less than 2 months. One boat was taken out in the eastern Pacific Ocean, the other off the coast of Colombia.
The U.S. has imposed new restrictions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
As for these new U.S. sanctions on Russia, Moscow responded overnight, calling them extremely counterproductive to finding peace in Ukraine.
CBS News Brief. I'm